it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. You don't have that, and that's why I can hang with you.
Yeah, that's how you feel. I mean,
yes,
like...
Yes, everybody's so sensitive. It's crazy.
If you... All right, this is how I look at it. This is how you feel at this point in time right now.
Yeah.
If you change your mind tomorrow... Okay, my man Mark changed his mind on this, that, and the third. But what I'm seeing now with the PC police is I am now outraged. I now have to forever be outraged.
Right.
Even if that outrage totally contradicts some shit I just did.
Exactly. That's why it's so phony and it's such a waste of time because I don't think they really care.
Yeah.
They don't really care because once the next thing comes along, then they're pissed about that. And then they forget about that. Then the next thing, then they're pissed about that. So it's like... You got to take a stand, and everybody just pick their sides now. They're like, mm-hmm. I'm on this side of the agenda. I'm on this side. And they'll just fight till the death without ever... You go, well, what about this? And they go, that interferes with my side. Fuck it. I don't like it. And you're like, yeah, but this makes sense, too. No one can bend anymore.
Right.
And I think that's part of the problem.
But that's the whole thing. That's the great irony about this whole PC police thing, because a lot of comics do not want to do cop... They don't want to do colleges and universities anymore because of the PC police.
Yes.
But just not even a decade ago, colleges is where you went for open-minded and free ideas.
Exactly. So it's true. It's totally flipped.
It's flipped because I may be showing my age here. Look, I'm 33.
I'm 34.
Okay. So me and you are in the same bracket.
Yeah.
During my time in school... I went to a lot of shit I didn't agree with.
Right.
But I was like, oh, okay, well, this is how this person feels. I may not agree with this. Let them do their thing.
Yeah.
And the analogy is, okay, I am also married. Mm-hmm. Meaning, my wife picks a lot of shitty movies.
Sure.
And I am sitting down, and I have to watch a lot of movies I just plain don't like. I don't like the... One of the biggest lines in the sands I think I drew successfully, Real Housewives.
Oh, you won't do it.
I can't get into that world
because it's a silly world.
The logic is I got five people who hang out with each other.
That hate each other. Yeah, I get you.
If me and you hung out twice and I had the feeling of I hate you, me and you will never hang out again.
That's a great point. You're so right. And then they argue about fucking nothing. And they're just sitting there going, you bitch.
Yes.
And you're like, what are you doing? Leave this person. It's so true.
But I understand, your point of view, and that thing is for certain people.
Right.
It's just not my thing. I don't yell at the TV saying, boo, A, because they can't hear me.
Right.
And B, I don't think I'm for them.
Yes, and that's okay.
That's fine.
That's totally fine. That's a very mature, sophisticated way to look at that, and no one else can do that, and that's why it's such a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, especially with comedy. You go, well, I think this is funny. That's not funny. Okay, you don't think it's funny, but I do. And they go, but it's not funny, and it's hurtful. It's not hurtful to them. It's only hurtful to you, so get the fuck out of here.
That's more patronizing that you're defending the person.
Yes. How weak do you think they are?
Yeah, that you don't think. Okay, here's some things that people who need defending, special people, I get that. Can't defend yourself. But there's a way I look at that as like, isn't that the biggest form of equality? If I include them in, I'm not lambasting. It's sort of like...
It's like the retarded kid in school. You make fun of everybody, but you go, don't make fun of the retarded kid.
Exactly.
You're basically saying he's worse and he can't take it.
Right.
But they can all take it. So it's a bit of an insult to not include
him. To not include
him. If you made fun of him as well, it would be a whole... Everybody would be equal.
Okay. Here's my greatest level of equality.
All right.
And you know what? I wanted to kind of dovetail this because I don't want to... Destruct your act on this podcast, but you do a lot of analogies, so you know where it's going. Okay. Stephen Hawking.
Uh-huh.
Greatest, probably one of the greatest minds we got walking. that we got around.
Yeah.
All right. I personally will not shit on him because of him being in a special chair.
Right.
But I will shit on him for somehow, still being in that chair, you're able to cheat on your wife twice.
Yes.
Not once.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
Very impressive.
Shit move just to cheat on someone.
Yeah, of course.
But there is that question of, how the fuck did you do that?
I know, and he can't even get it up.
Could he?
No, he can't. He has no power below his neck or whatever.
Okay. Let's, I'm only suspending belief.
Mm-hmm.
He can't, because... He kind of got to, right?
Well, you finger a girl, you make out, you put a tit in your face.
But How do you convince that over a micro, over that, like, bootleg Siri, like, put it in your mouth, put it in your mouth? Like, how do you do that?
That's unbelievable. The game he must have to get those words through that speaker into a girl's ear and her go, ooh, I'm wet.
Yes.
That's very impressive. And don't get too wet because you'll short-circuit the system.
Exactly. So is it off-limits for me to comment on that?
Of course not.
That's kind of my point with equality.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not going to make you the victim about the thing you can't change.
Right.
But you totally cheated.
I know. And then there's so much hypocrisy, like, hey, you see these women, like, body shaming, da-da-da, and then they see Trump in, like, a baseball outfit, and he's all fat, and they're like, look at this fat, ugly fuck, and you're like, well, that's body shaming, too, but for some reason, that's okay?
Yes.
It's all hypocrisy.
It's all hypocrisy, all right, if nothing at all, I went to high school.
Yes.
And the level of why you won't let me bang you versus insert football, basketball player here, right. Insert that, okay, like, Mark. You're a relatively good-looking guy, I guess.
Oh, come on. We are in a hotel room, folks.
But
something could happen.
It could. I'm just saying, but if I put you next to Zac Efron.
Sure.
And you guys, just start comparing numbers.
Yeah, he's ripped.
Sure. Lifetime total.
Yeah.
In the spirit of equality, you should be having Zac Efron, what's the, Magic Mike,
Channing Tatum.
Channing Tatum. You guys should all be on an equal playing field, right?
That's not how the world works.
It isn't.
There you go. But that's what, it's all narcissism. It's all people going, but that hurts me, and what about me? Like, I'll be on stage for an hour, and I'll do, you know, pedophile jokes, lesbian jokes, gay, race, whatever, and then I'll touch on rape. And then some girl will be like, hey, you're going too far. I'm like, so you okay with the pedophile stuff? She's like, yeah, but I was raped. And I'm like, well, if I sit here and cater to every single one of your issues, we'll never get anywhere.
Right.
You're okay with the pedophile. You're only mad when it affects you.
Right.
But that's not how it
goes. That's not how it works.
Yeah, that's a comedy show.
Or it's just plain okay not to laugh at that
one. Yeah, it's totally fine.
It's cool.
But that's what sucks about being a comedian, because it's directly to you. Like when Quentin Tarantino puts a rape scene in, nobody goes, all right, hold on, stop the movie, who directed this, let's write him a letter, that'll stop him. It's just easy because I'm a beeline to me, right? It goes directly to me. I'm on stage in front of you. You can just say something to me. But like Tarantino, I'm not for rape. Tarantino's not for rape, but in his movie there's a rape scene. But for some reason, he doesn't get any shit.
Yeah, because...
Why is that?
Oh, I have dissected this as a watcher. Dissected this so... Because you're right there.
That's it.
Because since you are there...
Yes.
It's like a weird intimacy thing.
Uh-huh.
It's sort